Kirtland Air Force Base has faced a lot of criticism for how it has handled a decades-old fuel spill that threatens Albuquerque's drinking water supply. As KUNM's Rita Daniels reports, the base is now showing off what officials there are calling a monumental pump-and-treat system that's cleaning the groundwater.
More than 15 years ago, the Air Force discovered they had an aviation gas leak on their hands. On Saturday, dozens of people climbed onto a bus headed to the site where that spill happened.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the field trip for the Kirtland Air Force Base fuel cleanup.
State environmental regulators have estimated that as much as 24 million gallons of fuel may have seeped into the ground over decades. Our bus pulls onto the base, where a team of cleanup experts are waiting to answer questions.
This is where the initial leak happened, and there are going to be some poster sessions in a couple of areas. All right, let's go for it.
We unload, and the first thing people want to know is what caused the leak. So Wayne Bittner, an environmental restoration specialist with the Air Force, explains that in the 1950s, aviation gas was brought in on a rail car. The train ran directly over the underground pipe that was used to transfer the fuel.
And so what we figure happened is the train's coming with a full load of fuel, and every time it goes over the track, it's just putting pressure on the pipe and bouncing it into the rocks that's underneath. And over time, it just beat a hole or holes into the pipe, and that's where we had the leak occur.
Adria Bedore is the chief scientist working on the cleanup for the Air Force Civil Engineer Center.
Probably started with a drip-drip, and then that drip-drip became a leak-leak, and then the leak-leak became super saturated.
The Air Force began sucking vapors out of the soil around the spill site and burning them off several years after the spill was discovered. But the effectiveness of that approach was questioned by many people in the community. The Air Force ran those vapor extraction units for over a decade, but only a fraction of the contamination has been pulled out of the ground. And the lack of treatment of the contaminated groundwater, not just the soil, has long been a bone of contention for locals. For now, the base has stopped suctioning the vapors out of the earth. Bedore wants to boost oxygen levels in the soil to spur naturally occurring microbes to gobble up the toxins in hot spots of contamination. That's an approach critics of the Air Force's cleanup efforts have been suggesting for years.
Microbes love to eat this as a hydrocarbon. They love it. It's like kids in a candy store, okay? They like it. And they're indigenous.
But the most dangerous contaminant from the spill is ethylene dibromide, or EDB.
EDB is actually a known carcinogen. It puts it in a different class. It also is very soluble in water, and it kind of transports with it.
So far, a plume of EDB has spread more than a mile from where the spill happened, moving towards Albuquerque's drinking water wells and the groundwater hundreds of feet below the Earth's surface. This summer, months behind deadline, the Air Force finally started a pump-and-treat project. They pull water contaminated with EDB out of the aquifer and then treat it to the point that EDB is no longer detectable. Their hope is to pull the plume of contamination back towards the spill site and away from the city's drinking water wells. Dennis McQuillan with the State Environment Department says so far they've pumped about 13 million gallons of water and recovered 5 milligrams of EDB, which doesn't seem like a lot, he says, but
that's a really small amount, but it's really toxic stuff. When you consider that a little bit of EDB goes a long way, so that was some very important 5 milligrams of contamination.
McQuillan says two more extraction wells will be running by the end of the year and that they might build more in the future. The treated water is being used to keep the base's golf course green, but some will also be injected back into the aquifer. Bedore says she hopes they'll only need to run the pump and treat system for 10 years. So far, the cleanup has cost $100 million, but Bedore says in order to finish the job, that number could more than double by the time all is said and done. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.